churches can engage in political speech. I am Matt Stavert with Freedom's Call. President Donald Trump signed an executive order called Promoting Free Speech and Religious Liberty on the National Day of Prayer in 2017. It's an executive order to the Department of Treasury directing it to not take any adverse action against any person, house of worship, or other religious organization for speaking about moral and political issues from a religious perspective. It also directs the IRS to alleviate the burden of the Johnson Amendment. So that means nonprofits, including churches and religious leaders, can engage in political speech, endorse candidates, and host them on church property. Pastors and churches cannot cower in fear to a non-existent bully and hide behind their nonprofit status. Elections are spiritual wars that threaten the Judeo-Christian foundation of America. Stay informed at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.